5208 Media.
My name is Robbie DeShazer, and I love craft beer. Living in Austin, the craft beer capital of Texas, there's no shortage of great brews to try out. That's why I decided to make this show. I got my best friends Carter and Wendy with me, and together we're going to try new beers and really stretch ourselves to the limits of our taste buds. Because we know that beer is more than just the fizzy yellow stuff you see on TV. This is Tap Heads. Hey, what is up, everybody? This is Tap Heads. We're back.
Do we need to do the song?
No, I'll put that in post. We'll do it like we used to do it. This isn't as fancy, and I don't have my sound effects. Hey!
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah, so what's up, guys? This is Tap Heads.
Howdy doody.
It's me, Robbie DeShazer. Across the internet via Discord is Carter Spilliards.
Across the interwaves, coming in loud and clear, it's me, Carter Spilliards.
And of course, as always, at Wendy with a W.
You can hear Wendy. Me across time and space. Wendy with a W.
Yes. Thanks, guys, for doing this. Hold on, I am coming loud through the speakers of Carter's computer. So I don't know if. We'll keep all of this in. Now it's stopped. Okay. You guys still there?
Do we start over?
No, we're not starting over. We'll,
okay.
Everyone will understand. Everyone's pretty much aware of what's going on right now, which is the current and ongoing COVID-19 pandemic situation. So we're trying our best to record. We've got some beers here today that we all have acquired. Yeah, I guess the first thing we should do is like a check-in with everybody. How's everybody doing?
Like our fans? Hope you're all doing okay. If you're doing good.
No, I meant like you guys, like the update from everybody.
Oh, we're doing fine.
We've been dark for over a month.
Just chilling.
Yeah. I've already had two periods in quarantine, so that's how life's going.
I guess, yeah.
I have drunk a lot, you know.
We all have.
I have not actually drank that much.
Oh, really?
Very drunk last week.
I've not been drinking that much, no.
You spent the first part of the quarantine with Rick and Lee, and you didn't drink that much?
Oh, I drink a lot there.
Okay.
I haven't drank that much since I've come home.
Really? Is that just because there's not a lot of stuff at the house?
So here's the thing. We've got a lot of hard liquor, which I'm not as inclined to just start drinking.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And
I have a lot of evenings where I'm watching.
Ran out of wine, and I'm pretty low on beer.
Well, luckily, I gave you two of these beers.
Yes.
That we're trying today. We're going to drink them. I guess, do we want to share what we've been drinking in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whiskey?
Yes. Any whiskey in particular, Carter?
Basil Hayden's.
Hey, that's good whiskey.
Yeah.
I've been drinking the TX whiskey. Love them. Beer-wise, I did buy a new beer. I got the limited Kona beer, it's pineapple and coconut.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like pina colada. It's a cream ale. Not a fan.
Yeah.
And I think I might just not be a fan of cream ales. I don't know. The last time I had a cream ale was from the Fort Worth, I think Martin House Brewing or something.
Mm-hmm.
And their pineapple one, it just not for me, fam.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Did you like the Eighth Wonder Dome Foam cream ale?
Yes, I think I actually did like that one.
Maybe it's the pineapple.
I think it's because I'm trying to get other flavors in it, and like, I'm just disappointed.
You're getting weird fruity shit in your beer.
But it's not fruity. Like, none of that's coming through. It's just...
Yeah, but it's whatever they're doing to add the weird fruity shit that you're not tasting. It's messing with the beer.
It's very unfortunate, so...
Any kind of, like, fruit beers I've had have usually not been good.
Yeah, usually if it's...
is fine. It's just, I think, like, because I'm trying to, it's a cream ale.
Pineapple pina colada beers have been weird.
That weren't, like, sours. I feel like sours are kind of the only place you can really get away with it. Because even when we talk about, like, an IPA having fruity notes to it or citrusy notes, it's not like it's, it doesn't taste like biting into an orange.
Yeah, right. No.
I've had some that are pretty close, but nothing like, you know, adding fruit as an adjunct or something.
And then, have you tried the Mexican lager from Austin Beer Works?
I have not.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah, I've heard good things. You got the Heisenberg just so you could get the free can they were giving out before the release.
I did. I wanted to try it. But yeah, and then we're going to try it on the show, so.
Yeah.
What have you had to drink?
So, right as quarantine started, I got a 12-pack of Carbach Love Street that I've worked my way through.
Always good.
Other than that, a lot of beer works. They're pretty close to my apartment, so I'm a big fan of their beer and their proximity to me. So,
have you had any of their table beers? Is that what you call their big bottles?
A table beer is a lower ABV beer. So they have. I have not had their table beer, but I like table beers in general. It's usually like around 4%, maybe 3.5. I really enjoy La Petite Prince from Jester King. Is a very good table beer. Lazarus Brewing has a very good table beer. But beers that I've had recently, Sun Shovel from Austin Beer Works is a wheat pale ale that I love.
Hasn't been out that long, right? It's only been a couple weeks.
It's been a couple months now. But time feels, it came out like tail end of February. It's so like 2 months now. But it came out the same time as their Amber Vision, which I still have yet to try.
Yeah, I haven't tried that one either.
I've been drinking a lot of Pearl Snap. I had the three beers that we're trying today, so I've cheated. And then,
no, but I'm glad there's one of these that I saw and I was super excited to try, so.
Yeah.
I grabbed the wrong cowboy out of the fridge.
I had a double IPA from Moonraker Brewing called Papillon that I loved. We got another can of that left, so I'm excited for that. And then the weirdest but most interesting thing I've had during quarantine was from 8-Wired Brewing out of New Zealand, I believe. Locomotive Merlot from 2017. It's a Russian Imperial Stout aged in Merlot barrels.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was very tasty. Very, very tasty.
Did you get that through Tavor?
Yes, I did.
Cool.
Same with that Moonraker Papillon.
Okay.
And one of the beers we're going to be having today.
Woo!
So.
All right, we ready to get started?
Yeah, I think we should go ahead and get started. We got three beers to try today. First, I think let's do the two beer works first. I think we're going to start off with.
Some of that.
It's not a Hefeweizen.
It's a Crystal Weizen.
Sorry.
Does anyone have any questions about that?
I think you should just go over it anyways. Because I've never heard of this type of beer until Beer Works did it. So I'm late.
Oh, yeah. So Crystal Weizens, they're pretty popular in hotter climates where.
Yeah,
a wheat beer like a Hefeweizen could be very would be appreciated, but it can tend to be a little bit heavy especially for like a summer beer, especially compared to other wheat beers like wit beers.
Mm-hmm.
Very aromatic.
Yes. So what they do is essentially they, at least when it comes to the Heisenberg from Austin Beer Works, I'll just read there. An excerpt from their little write-up about it. So we run this traditional hefe through our centrifuge to spin out the yeast and leave it crystal clear.
I noticed that.
It is nowhere near as hazy as the as your Hefeweizen. But this is Heisenberg Crystal Weizen. It's their April seasonal. So it's 4.5% alcohol by volume, 8 IBUs. I can't speak today.
Smells like a banana in a cup.
Yeah, it does. It uses, just because they've got it listed here, uses German Magnum hops and Pilsner and wheat malts. And it uses Weihenstephan wheat yeast, which is another very good and interesting wheat beer yeast from Belgium or Germany, I believe. Don't know too much.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've tried it.
Yes.
I like
it. It's very yellow. It's very clear.
It's extremely clear.
It is. It's seems almost darker than a normal Hefeweizen.
It does, but I think that's because that
maybe a shade darker. Almost looks like Corona.
It does almost. I think it's the yeast just being yeast colored kind of like clouds it up in a traditional hefe.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you spin it out, you get much more of a lager color, I guess you would call
maybe
it.
Maybe that's where the crystal comes in.
It's 100% where the crystal comes in.
I mean, I like it. It's good. It's really clean.
It's extremely crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's
definitely
super drinkable.
I miss the yeast.
I can, yeah.
I was really curious to see Carter try it.
It's got like such a like dry, astringent finish. Like, mm-hmm. Because it's so crisp, it really throws me off.
Yeah, because you do get that. Your brain does say, oh, Hefeweizen.
And then
front
gone.
End of the taste. Yeah.
And it's like the last bit. Like, there's not really an aftertaste. It does have a nice kind of yeasty notes in the, like, you know, in the flavor.
Yeah, you're still. I mean, it still has alcohol in it. You're still going to get.
Yeah.
That yeast, because that's what makes it, you know. But
I know I miss the yeast. It's almost too filtered.
I'm fine with it without the yeast because it really doesn't feel as heavy as other beers do.
Mm-hmm.
Which is surprising just because of the taste, and I always expected to sit there more.
Well, it reminds me of like the Lone Star 24/7, where you're like, to me, a Hefeweizen already really light. And so to make it even lighter, it's like, it still tastes good, but it's just not as good as like the actual thing. So you look at Lone Star, you have Lone Star 24/7, and you're like, oh, this is still tastes like Lone Star, but it's like diet Lone Star. This almost tastes like diet Hefeweizen to me.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to try the hefe that they make make this beer.
Yeah. Well, I'm really curious. I would want to try more Kristallweizen just because right now, like, if you asked me if I wanted a Hefeweizen or a Crystal, I would always pick a Hefeweizen. I would never not pick it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like Carter mentioned. Yeah, like I don't know why I would ever choose to drink this over a Hefeweizen.
Well, I've had other Kristallweizens that weren't. I can't remember the name of it. I've had one other Kristallweizen.
Was it the one that immediately comes to mind that I think of is People's Champ from Eighth Wonder?
If that's widely available, then yes. I think I had it at a restaurant.
Oh, I don't know. People's Champ was a collaboration with Paul Wall from Eighth Wonder.
Cool. Yeah, I have no idea.
That's pretty fucking cool. I don't think
probably not. But I have had a Kristallweizen before, and it wasn't quite as like astringent as this.
Mm-hmm.
Or as crisp. It was more just like a muted Hefeweizen.
Yeah. That being said, I love the can for this one. I love Austin Beerworks cans in general.
Beerworks always kills it. Love the raindrop. Or the beer drop.
Love all the sassy bits on it, the cat in the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Offside of dice.
It's an April release, which I think is maybe a little bit early.
Yeah.
I would put this out in May, June. But also, I mean, it's hard to say that you would do that because then you would have to push around the annual Einhorn release and Lover Dad, which are two incredibly popular seasons.
So, oh, I can't wait for that Einhorn.
Oh, Einhorn season is coming quickly, and I'm so excited to see what they do this year. We'll definitely.
I can't wait.
We'll definitely do another.
So I remember when we did the when we had it last year, the Einhorns. Is it always those three different flavors, or is it?
No, last year was the first year they did the flavors. So
the mix of them.
Yeah. So they have a traditional Berliner Weiss that they've done.
Mm-hmm. I want to try that.
It was really good. I only had it a couple of times the year before. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm excited. But yeah. Overall, Heisenberg, I give it a thumbs up.
I would give it a thumbs up as well. Definitely drinkable. Definitely. It's been, I mean, definitely fits the Austin Beer Works clean, crisp, bold mission statement.
Of course.
You know?
Alright. What are we doing next?
I think we're going to do that incognito cowgirl. We're going to drink some water, too. We're going to drink some water, and I'm going to move glasses and cans around in my on my little bitty table.
The incognito's next, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So, I have a question about Beer Works. Because is this... Do they sell the incognito cowgirl in this can, or is this just their, like, 16-ounce crowler, or what is this, 32?
So this is a... This is the first time they've ever released it. This is usually the can for their Heavy Machinery IPA series, which was a rotating series of IPA that they had. I don't know if they still do any on the... You can't find the Heavy Machinery on the website anymore, so
I think that series might have been...
No.
I think that series might have been discontinued.
Instructions.
But...
No, that's just the make of the can.
I mean, a very good joke about after you drink one of these, you should not operate Heavy Machinery. They're a bunch of higher ABV IPAs. So I think they just slapped the sticker on it.
Yeah. It's a cool can. I always love Beer Works. Question. Is this, as you can tell us more about the Incognito Cowgirl, and is this the first year it's released?
Yeah, this is the first time they've released this beer. It's a hazy double IPA, which is using the new Barth House, which is a hop farm in... They're a hop supplier. And
my nose burn. Oh my god.
They've got a brand new experimental Brew One hop from the Yakima Valley. Yeah, but they're
pine forest.
It smells like pine, and also I get a ton of pineapple in the nose.
Oh yeah,
it smells so good.
This
very fruity.
This pine. Girl is juicy, 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 hazy, hazy, right here.
Oh yeah, super hazy. It looks like orange juice.
It practically does. It practically does look like orange juice.
It's like almost pulpy.
Did you mention the other brewery that they did this with?
So it's not another brewery, it's a hop supplier. It's Barth House hop supplier.
Got it. The beer game right now, everybody's doing all these collabs, or at least I've seen
some. Beer Works and St. Elmo have been putting out some crazy stuff recently.
Yo, this almost tastes like orange juice.
It does, it's very juicy.
It looks and almost tastes like orange juice. It's just a little bitter.
Could you please refresh us on what it means to be a double IPA?
Double everything. So double the time it takes to make it, double the hops, double the malts. The interesting thing about it is I think people get scared because they aren't big IPA fans.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of double IPAs, because they increase that malt character as well, actually end up being smoother, maltier beverages.
Smooth.
Yeah, this is super smooth, super crisp. I think this is a very drinkable beer. Same with that Papillon from Moonraker. Another just crazy drinkable beer. But yeah, so you double everything, you usually get a higher ABV product. So this is actually pretty much... This is actually lower...
I'm loving this beer.
This is actually kind of lower on the scale of double IPA. ABV, so at 8.2. I can't find it anywhere in the little bit of the actual IBU content, but not super bitter.
I like how the can looks like a Dr. Bronner's bottle.
A little bit.
It's just floor to ceiling writing.
Yes.
Heavy machinery. It's like factories.
But yeah.
Thumbs up.
This is a great beer. Honestly, so it's already sold out. It's already gone. So anyone who got this,
it's gone forever.
I don't know if it's gone forever. Who knows? But
I guess I'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
Savor. Fast to get to the next one, but
it's really good. I like Carter mentioned, it looks like juice and it smells so like sweet. Like you could trick me into drinking this.
Yeah. I think the more I drink double IPAs, the more I realize that I like them probably more than IPAs themselves.
Yeah, because like you mentioned, I don't feel like this is as like that much bitter than a regular IPA.
It really isn't.
I feel like this one especially is kind of mellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would tell you it's big for like a hazy IPA, which being a little bit lower in ABV and IBU anyway, but like this is, I mean, imagine if this is a hopped up hazy that you can get some really. So I'm a big fan of this. I was getting lots of notes. I think the pineapple really comes out, a lot of citrus. I mean, there's no way to say this without saying just smooth as hell. Like just
so much flavor.
Yeah.
And they only sold these in tall boys, right?
Yeah, they only sold these in tall boy 4-packs. So yeah. But I mean, $15 for a 4-pack was like, that's a bargain considering how good this. So
yeah. Well, shout out to
Awesome. Did we talk about the color or anything like that?
A little bit, just that it looked like orange juice. It's kind of a pale yellow. It almost looks like a Hefeweizen.
It almost does.
Super cloudy.
Mine retained head really well when I poured it.
Ours didn't really have one, but I may have not poured it 100% right.
Yeah. We were just quick to drinking and smelling it.
You don't get a big head, but it stayed around for a while.
I was going to say, I still have a little bit around the rim.
Yeah, and if you shake it, it comes. If you kind of give it a little swirl, it'll start coming back, no problem.
Yeah,
you'll get some really good lacing around the glass, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to the artwork. Love a cowgirl with a mustache. She's real cool.
She is real cool. This was one that friend of the show, Brianna Ellis, was considered meeting me halfway between Houston and Austin to pick up a can of just because the name was that good. So
she better be listening. Shout out.
Oh, I'll make sure because I'll tell her she gets a shout out.
Shouts.
Yes.
Shout out.
Other than that, do we want to move on to beer number 3?
Sure.
Are you ready, Wendy?
Yeah.
Finish it up.
Okay. Carter, like I told you when you came and picked this up for me, gently roll this can before it.
All right, I'm going to prepare this.
Yeah.
Gently. I don't want to shake it up, right?
No, don't shake it up.
Firmly grasp it. All right. Yes.
It is weird to have pre-drinking.
Yeah, there are preparation instructions for this one.
I'm super excited for this. I saw it on Twitter, and I was really upset. I'm never going to get to drink this beer because it's not local. All
right.
And then you made it happen, right?
Yes. There's another one I got from Tavor, so.
Do you want me to roll it more with love?
Sure.
Oh, don't do it too fast. Because then it'll get shook up a little square.
I also only have like 2 true beer glasses at my home, which is shame on me. I host a beer podcast.
I
just poured it into like a wine, like a stemless wine glass.
Hey, it's cool. You should drink beer in a mug.
Is that what you guys are doing? Please don't tell me you're drinking beer in a mug.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this does not.
Did it do a thing?
This looks like, not look good.
This looks like
it looks like a blend of spinach and water. Looks like you're drinking something healthy. But well, from the get-go, decided that the name is Mountain what?
Midtown Dew.
Midtown Dew.
From New York City brewery Evil Twin. They're known for their weird and wild beers, although the only beer we've had on the show from them was their very straightforward 120-day dry-aged stout. Do you guys remember that one?
Yeah.
That huge, like, 17.5% stout we all shared?
Yeah. I remember it.
Yeah. I still have a couple of cans of that.
Friend of the podcast, Phoenix Arola, is in the room. Look at this beer. It's a Mountain Dew beer. It's made with Mountain Dew.
It literally is made with Mountain Dew syrup.
Nice.
You want to try this one?
I guess.
All right. I mean, it looks like a slightly off Mountain Dew, to be honest.
It looks gross.
It's like you blended grass.
It looks like the moss that would rest on top of a pond.
Is that really how green it is for you guys?
Poured it into a glass.
Wait, hold on. Carter.
Yeah.
Can you, like, send me a picture of this?
Yeah.
Of how it looks for you?
It might be our lighting.
Because mine looks like it did the last time I had it.
But
you just think it's beautiful, we think it's gross. It also smells like punch. Like a trashy punch.
It smells like Mountain Dew.
You get when you mix Mountain Dew.
It definitely smells like Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It looks like slightly greener, darker greener Mountain Dew.
I know Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew's like neon. This is
definitely muted.
Yeah, are you sending me, did you send me a snap of it? Let's see. It hasn't come through yet, so give me a second.
But anyways, I'm super excited because I love to try shit.
Yeah, I'm very anxious to try it. I'm more used to the smell now.
Can I see the can?
It took a bit of getting used to.
Did you text it to me or did you snap it to me? I don't know.
No, I texted it to you.
Okay, there we go. I just got it.
To me, it still smells
like... I probably should
have... No, that looks like what mine looks like.
Yeah.
I think it's because I've drank it before. I'm just more used to it.
Yeah, you're right.
Was a little bit thrown off when I first...
It kind of looks like a giant booger.
Ew.
A little bit. I will say that Maggie was very into this one when we had it the first time.
All right, we're going to try it.
Also, wait, I want to clarify. When Carter brought up friend of the show, Phoenix Arola, even though he's friend of the show, he does not drink beer. I don't want people to tarnish his straight-edge reputation.
I mean, he's kind of an enemy of this show.
Yeah, he should be an enemy. We shouldn't even call him for this show.
He's member of the network, friend of host, co-host of Film Fracas.
Co-host of Film Fracas. Enemy of Tap Heads.
Eventual co-host of Pay-Per-View
Pal. He's not really an enemy. He's not trying to stop us from drinking beer. He just doesn't partake himself.
Well, he can't be friend of the show.
I mean, he can be our friend.
Can't be a friend of this show.
Are you saying you can't be friends with people who don't drink?
I can, but on the show when I want to crack a cold one with the boys, he's not.
He's just not one of the boys.
Crack a cold water.
But we don't do that on the show.
We do drink water.
We do drink water
on the show, Wendy. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
Okay, have you guys tried your beer?
I'm going to try the beer. Oh my god.
It's wild. It doesn't taste like beer.
Before I saw Kurt's taste.
I'm gonna need another sip.
Yeah, it does have to, like, wash over you.
I'm in. This is
okay.
This is literally like I'm drinking like a frat party punch, but it's not like boozy with like vodka.
Yeah, you can't taste any of the beer.
To me, it smells bad, but it tastes fine.
It's only 6% ABV.
Where are you going? Are you pouring out? Oh no! All right, back on.
Okay, what does Phoenix drink?
What's up, Tap Heads listeners? This is Wendy with the W coming to you loud and clear, straight to your headphones, your phones, wherever you get your podcasts at. We're trying the Midtown Dew from Evil Twin Brewing in New York City, and it's weird, but I like it. Wait, did Phoenix say he liked it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Wait a second. Phoenix liked a beer?
Yeah.
Now he's ready.
Holy shit.
I think it's because it tastes like Mountain Dew.
Here, babe, you can... Maggie just got excited because... When I was ranking this on Untapped a couple days ago, I think I gave it like a 4.25, I think. Because it barely tastes like beer, so I had a hard time being like, this is a 5 out of 5 beer.
Yeah,
It's also, like, weirdly sweet. Like, it doesn't... It's not as, like, lemon-lime as Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I give it a 3.5. I'd give it a 4. Maggie said it was a 5 out of 5 beer when she tried it.
No.
So
this is hardly a beer.
The nose...
Okay.
I like the taste, but the nose really stops me.
Hold on real quick. Maggie's standing right next to me. I have a question
Maggie
for you,
Caldwell,
babe.
Friend of the show, fiance of Robbie DeShazer.
Sorry, Wendy was talking and she can't, and Maggie can't hear you. But the question for Maggie, is this better than a Stella Cider? This is the big question. She ranked this her number one cider on her.
Yeah, for the record, people, Maggie loves Stella Cider.
The Stella Cider is good.
And
this is Stella the bougie way.
It's not cider, it's cidre.
Different.
She says it's different. Okay, but if you really just had it, like, if you had a can of this and one bottle of Stella Cider, like, just sitting in front of you,
someone
you had to reach for one.
And said, pick one.
Pick a beer!
Maggie is picking the Midtown Dew from Evil Stella.
I'm shook.
What? Maggie's always drank Stella Cider since college.
I take credit for introducing Maggie to the... That was early on in our relationship I introduced her.
Did
now
she ever
you're saying
the
no?
Creek?
Who introduced you? Your mom introduced there's a whole conversation that's going to happen.
I thought that we're only getting your mom?
She says her mom introduced her to stuff. I think I introduced them both to it.
Wow. Let her have it.
I don't know. Or I just know that on an early date of ours, I at least brought it up and Maggie was like, yeah.
I remember you guys left a six-pack of Stella Cider in my house, or in my apartment, and said I could have it, and I drank it, and I got real drunk by myself.
Fantastic.
That sounds about right.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Back to Midtown Dew.
Yeah. Maggie's taken my glass of Midtown Dew, so I'm done drinking it, I guess.
Conquer the patriarchy.
Yeah, my only qualm with it is it tastes very syrupy.
Yes,
well,
that's
the thing about Mountain Dew, though, too. Like,
and it's like hardly a beer.
Like, you don't get like any. It doesn't feel very malty. Yeast, like, you don't get those notes. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
And almost juice-like.
But I mean, that's what those Brooklyn hipsters are doing. They're making crazy beers at that brewery.
I'm cool with it. What's the ABV on this? Can I get drunk?
It's just 6%. So, but I mean.
I mean, if you threw back three or four of these...
Did you read the ingredients on this can?
What?
It's sour ale brewed with milk, sugar, and Mountain Dew syrup. Of course it's syrupy.
What
yeah, we said that earlier.
I did it.
Yeah, it's why it's Mountain... That's why it's called...
I thought it was made, like, inspired by Mountain Dew.
No, it's made with
Mountain
Dew.
I mean, it
Dew.
Is.
That's why it tastes like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I knew that. That's why you have to... Because what happens...
That's why you gotta roll it.
You have to roll it is because the syrup... Like separates and sits at the bottom, so you got to roll it so the syrup mixes through the beer.
Do you think if we rolled it longer, it would have tasted different?
No, I think we did a pretty good amount, especially like pouring it out as we switch glasses. I think washed it, like mixed it up a little better too.
The first time I had it, I didn't roll it quite enough, so I had a spoon and kind of shook it up a little, kind of stirred it up a little bit. I didn't not roll it enough that it was like two layers, but I had definitely was like, oh, this needs to be mixed more. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well,
this might be too much information, but my burps taste like pine from the last beer.
Oh, that beer, yeah.
And I have the pine flavor mixing with the Mountain Dew.
Good.
Oh. That doesn't sound
really
good.
It's really funny that these last two are things that I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I could drink this at brunch. You know?
I don't know that I would ever order this at a restaurant.
The Midtown Dew?
Yeah.
I would
order the Incognito Cowgirl.
Yes, if only we could.
If
only we could.
Midtown Dew might be a, hey guys, you want to try this crazy fucking beer?
Yeah.
Yes.
It might be like, hey boys.
Or like, be like.
I want Mountain Dew, but I want
like,
booze.
You might drink Code Red, but I drink Midtown Dew.
Well, you know what I think? Carter, I honestly thought of it as, do you remember when other friend of the show, Brett Johnson, bought all that Jolt Cola?
Yeah.
It's,
Jolt Cola's great.
It's a very similar experience to Jolt Cola, and just the, hey guys, here's the biggest novelty I can think of.
It is extremely novelty.
Yeah.
I'm for it, though. I'm all for it. I am here.
I really almost just want the Evil Twin Brewing to just send me, like, if they have, like, a monthly thing where they just send out whatever their crazy beer of the month is.
Oh, that'd be so great, wouldn't it?
I just want their crazy beer of the month.
I mean, the dream, right,
don't
is to take a trip to New York, right? And just go do an Evil Twin episode.
Well, yeah, my thing is I just love that they're really, like, they're not half-assing it. They're really going for it when they do it.
No. Even when they do a straightforward Imperial Stout, like, they whole-assed it. I couldn't think of another term.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious, because you got this from Tavor, right?
Yes.
Can you, do they pick for you? Do you pick, right?
So they give you a list of options. So it's what they have access to at the time.
Gotcha.
So shortly after you get on essentially on the wait list or something is what I would call it.
It's like a Mountain Dew.
You reserve your, how many cans of it. So I think they're out of the Midtown Dew, right? They had it.
Yeah. I wonder, have you checked Midtown or Evil Twin Brewing's website if they deliver?
They don't. No, they don't deliver to Texas. They won't. But right now.
Anyone know anyone in New York?
I do. Fans, if you're listening, I love you. Hope you're doing great.
Ooh. The thing that I learned with Tavor is that I shouldn't buy anything from Prairie Artisan Ales because they're from Oklahoma and we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they usually know what the prairie releases are before we do.
Yeah.
So I'm looking. Looks like pretty soon we're going to get a barrel-aged stout from Prairie. Called Stuffed. It's their third batch of it. So I'd keep an eye out for that.
Sounds good.
This fucking, I want to show up to every party with this fucking Midtown Dew. Be like, bros, check out what I've got for you today.
Here's what you do. You get it. You pour it out. You get a funnel, and you fill it with this. And then they're like, bro, why does your Mountain Dew look fucked?
It just smells like punch. It's like letting people know, don't pour shitty tequila in Mountain Dew because it tastes like trash. If you watch Queer Eye, though, the first guy makes a redneck margarita. I do want to try it.
I wonder if you put tequila in this.
Oh, that's wild.
It tastes awful, but I'm down.
We have some tequila, and you've got a little bit left.
Ooh. Just in case people are wanting to know, as of recording this, Tavor only has one thing you can for sure get right now. There's two things you can be waitlisted for. Most of their stuff sold out right now.
You get it. I'm going to talk.
Which, I mean, it's just they're being affected by the quarantine as much as every other distributor, brewery, and everything. They do have a coffee stout from Parrish Brewing in Broussard, Indiana. I would recommend that if you can hop on that. I had a Tavor. I had a Tavor. I got that, like I said, that Moonraker Papillon, which is a very good double IPA. And then I've got two bottles of the Three Fontaine Oud Goose that we had a couple episodes ago. Do you guys remember that one?
Mountain Dew's still strong.
A couple episodes.
Like 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
that Oud Goose, if you guys remember how good that was, these are some slightly aged batches. So
I think it's hard. So Carter,
I poured like half a shot of tequila.
But because I drink drunk a lot of shitty stuff in my time that to me things taste fine.
Well, no, it tastes fine. Right? I think the syrup's so sweet, it just covers it. It smells like tequila.
What have you drank it yet?
Still just tastes like Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I wonder how this would taste if they had it on tap or something just like fresh, like already mixed. I don't know.
Well, they'd have to keep it kegs.
Submachines, I don't know. But yeah, shout out.
Yeah, okay. That's it. I guess, do we want to do a quick ranking of these three? They're all so different.
I can do one.
Okay. I'll let you start, Carter.
My number three is going to be the Midtown Dew. I respect it. I like it for its weirdness. I would drink it again, but it's not one that I'm like, ooh, I'm going to need me some of that Midtown Dew. Yeah. I'm not like at the grocery store being like, ooh, going to pick me up some of that.
Fair enough.
But it is a fun novelty, and I do like it. My number two is the Heisenberg. Like I said, I love a good Hefeweizen. This tastes like a diet Hefeweizen, so it's not the worst, but I think I would drink this and be like, why am I not drinking a Hefeweizen? That's kind of, it's like whenever I drink a Diet Coke, and I'm like, why didn't I just go ahead and drink the Coca-Cola?
Fair enough. Yes.
My number one is the Incognito Cowboy. I actually really, really loved this. It was so good, and I'm very upset that it's sold out, and I'll probably never have another one.
They'll make it again.
I'm sure they will, but will I get it when they make it again? Who knows?
I imagine one of my first trips, one of our first trips together once this is, will be Beer Works.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't been out there.
No, I haven't. We'd already talked about going to the tap room anyway. All this shit hit the fan.
It's so close. We need to do just like a Cellus, Adalbert.
Right next to y'all, too, yeah. We've been to Cellus so many times, we should have just gone to... Well, we tried to go to ABW one time.
Yeah. We should do Cellus, Adalbert's, ABW.
Yeah.
One day.
But yeah, the Incognito Cowgirl is so good. It's juicy, it's piney, it's not too bitter. It's just, it's almost one of my kind of ideal, what I would want out of like a hazy or juicy IPA.
We're a year in, and I think I've turned.
You kind of cut out there.
Oh, sorry. I said we're about a year into the show. I think we're on. And I think I've turned you and Wendy into haze bros at this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, my thing is, I wasn't that exposed to IPAs because I'd had like an IPA, probably not very good.
And it's scary the first time you have an IPA, yeah. Honestly.
But knowing the difference and knowing what to expect from what kind of IPA, and that's what's really helped with the show, is you get a lot of background, and you know, you might not know what a beer is going to taste like, but you see where it's brewed, what hops it's brewed with, what kind of IPA it is, and because you know these things, you can make a judgment as to whether or not you think you're going to like it.
Yeah, we need to make a shirt that says, like, I'm a Citra dude, or something like that.
I'm all about those Citra hops.
Oh my, I honestly could not have imagined a year ago you saying that. So
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Wendy, do you have your ranking?
I do. My ranking is number three, the Heisenberg. It's good. It's clean. Personally, though, I'm still not a wheat yeet girl. Yeast? Sorry, not yeast girl. It's a good beer, though. It's a good beer, and I'm like, I could see me having one at the summer at a barbecue thing. But right now I'm just stuck at home, and I'm like, I'm not going to drink this indoors. My number two, I'm going to give it to Evil Twin Brewing, because Midtown Dew. I'm like, I want to play Halo with the boys and drink the Dew. It's so fun and, like, creative. And, I mean, it's drinkable. Like, I thinking about mixing alcohol and Mountain Dew does not add up in my mind, but they do it. And once you get past the smell of it, the nose, it just like, it tastes good. It tasted fine. So that's my number two. And then my number one, Incognito Cowgirl. The nose was great. The taste was great. I love hazy beers now, really, because after drinking a lot with you. And the fact that it's a double, I'm really loud. I don't know if you need that.
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're actually coming out at a great level, so.
Okay. But the fact that it's a double IPA, but it really doesn't taste that much bitter. It tastes like a regular IPA, or at least the bitterness level. For me, I'm like, okay, like I could drink this. I could keep having these. Like, this smells great. I want to enjoy this beer. So, shout out, ABW. Great beer. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. My ranking. My ranking is the same as Wendy's, essentially. Heisenberg is good. It's my number three. It's doing some fun stuff, and it's definitely drinkable. And while it's still available, it'll definitely be a presence in my fridge. But big burp. Other than that, like, it's would I rather have a live oak Hefeweizen? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And it's hard in this town to make any kind of... It's hard in this town to make anything other than Live Oak Hef or like Circle Blur. Circle Blur is also a good one. I think if this...
Circle Blur was really good. And Workhorse has some for heavier.
If Circle was in any other city than Austin, it would be considered a world-class Hefeweizen, honestly. And it still is, but it's just not the... So many bars don't keep it on tap because it's not Live Oak and it's not going to sell as
well. Well, that's the upsetting part, too, is so many taps, like, so many bars don't clean their taps right, and then the Live Oak Hef doesn't come out as good.
When you've got a place that cares about beer pouring Live Oak Hef, like, it's...
Just from the source, go to the tap room, oh my god, I've never
my goodness. Better.
Austin and I keep talking about going to Live Oak once everything...
Oh, the Live Oak tap room. It's one, just such a nice area, and then all the...
Other than the airport 20 feet away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, there's nothing there.
You're right. There's nothing there.
It's like a big park.
Yeah. Number two is that Midtown Dew. It's Midtown super Dew. Interesting. It's a lot of fun. But beyond, like, the novelty of making people try it, like, I just, you know, I made sure you guys got to have so crazy.
Which you appreciate.
Yeah. I couldn't be the only... Maggie and I couldn't be the only people that drank the new, so... We're glad to have spread our influence, I guess. But finally, that Incognito Cowgirl, best beers I have had during quarantine, if not all year. So, 100% sad that I only have one can left. So,
cherish it.
I will, but also I have to drink it before these hops dull. So... I might drink it on my upcoming birthday, so we'll see. Follow me on Twitter for updates.
awesome.
Oh, I do have an interesting beer I'll try on my birthday, so seriously do follow the show on Twitter, because I'll probably tweet about it there.
Hey, shout out to you for tweeting back when I tweeted that beer follow train, and then I did tweet myself back anyway.
I tried to get it going.
I know. We tried, man.
It's okay. Other than that, everybody want to do their plugs real quick? Starting with Carter, ending with me?
You can find me on Twitter at CA Spilliers, like Spills in the Yard and NS.
Oh, that's it. What's up, everybody? Wendy with the W. There you go. Wendy with the W.
There's not much film practice right now.
Well, there's a lot of backhand.
You could go, exactly. Go re-listen.
Start from the beginning. Oh, don't, actually. Start from, like, season...
Three.
Wendy with the W. You can find me that on any social media, on Untappd. I need to log my beers because I haven't been doing that. I've just been drinking. I'm drunk. I'm kidding. Not always, but like a lot. Shout out to Anna from Texas Monthly for listening. Love you, Anna. You're so fucking great. Sorry I swore, but I'm drinking beer. That's what I do. She's so fucking awesome. I love her. And I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone working in the event and hospitality industry. This COVID shit has been really hard and hitting everyone hard. And hopefully we'll get through this and things will be over soon. And then we can safely resume some normalcy of life. And we'll try to support you. I know I'm going to try to hit up every bar I can, grab some beer and food, you know. And so shout out, everyone. Love you.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Robbie D. Shazer. I tweet stuff there. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. I'm trying to make as much content as I can during quarantine. I should be doing some improv appearances via the Cold Town Theater Twitch. Phoenix and I recently on Film Fracas put out a bonus episode talking about WrestleMania. So that was fun and is probably the beginning of a new show. So keep your eyes peeled for that kind of stuff. Other than that, follow 5208 Media, follow Tapheads Show, do all the good stuff that we always tell you to do. Stay safe, drink beer, have fun, be responsible.
Love yourselves.
That's the episode. I'm gonna stop the recording pretty soon here. So,
all right, bye everybody.
Bye guys.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tap Heads. Make sure to give the show a 5-star rating wherever it is that you're listening. It really does help the show out. If you want to help buy us a beer, you can by going to anchor.fm/tapheads and click support this podcast. We love the support from our fans and we will be eternally grateful to you. You can always follow the show on Twitter @tapheadshow. And finally, remember to always drink responsibly. Thanks for listening and we'll be back with a new episode soon. Media.